This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, welcoming you to this program, which is on the feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, in other words, Corpus Christi. Traditionally, we do have a procession on this day honoring the Body and Blood of Christ in the Eucharist. Corpus Christi means the Body of Christ, and refers to the elements of the Eucharist, also called the Holy Communion, Last Supper or Lord's Supper. The emergence of Corpus Christi as a Christian feast didn't happen until the second half of the 13th century, with the efforts of a nun called Juliana of Liège. Since childhood, Juliana had been claiming that God had been telling her that there should be a feast day for the Eucharist, and eventually she petitioned the Bishop of Liège. The bishop agreed to the feast and convened a synod in 1246 and ordered that a celebration of Corpus Christi should be held annually. The Corpus Christi celebrations only started to become more widespread after both Juliana and the bishop had died. In 1264, Pope Urban IV issued the papal bull Transitorius, in which Corpus Christi was made a feast throughout the entire Latin Rite. The Eucharist, a term derived from the Greek word Eucharistia, meaning thanksgiving, commemorates Christ's death by crucifixion. The bread symbolizes Christ's body, while the wine or grape juice symbolizes Christ's blood. Non-Catholics may find it hard to believe in the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist, made possible at the consecration during Holy Mass. But why not accept the real presence of Christ at the Eucharist? After all, he did say, "This is my body over the bread, and this is my blood over the wine in the chalice at the Last Supper." And who are we to say this is impossible? To God, all things are possible. Isn't it great and a privilege to be present when such a miracle is happening every time the priest prays the prayer of consecration? It's a miracle of all miracles. Can we go deeper into its meaning? In a very few words, the Eucharist was instituted at the Last Supper, which started out as the meal of the Passover that the Jews celebrate every year, and to this day, on the very same Thursday of Holy Week. Jesus changed the commemoration of the Paschal Lamb, whose death and blood on the doorposts of the Hebrews saved them from the angel of death and slavery in Egypt. He changed that into his own flesh and blood, likewise saving us from sin and death forever. But he himself is the sacrifice instead of the lamb. Remember, he said, "This is my body and this is my blood." Note the present tense. And again he said, "Do this in memory of me." Meaning he wanted us to continue with this celebration until the end of time. And why was this important? Well, he knew that he would not be around physically and in an unglorified way for long, and that he would leave us this sacramental reminder of his continued presence and the sacrifice that has won us our freedom from sin and eternal death and damnation. Again, like the Trinity, it serves us greatly to be reminded that the whole story is about the love of God for each of us. The God of love, we should not lose the incredible, inspirational, upbuilding of our self-confidence that this tremendous love has and should happen within us when we know the meaning of his death on the cross. It's awe-inspiring, and the more we contemplate it, the more we can be empowered to go and imitate this great act, such as great acts that people have done before us, namely in the lives of the saints. Among them are our ancestors, with their great self-sacrifice and love for our sakes. I'm speaking about mothers and fathers getting up in the middle of the night to attend a sick child of theirs, or who lie awake at night wondering if their children are safe, or indeed in pain at the great loss if they have lost one of them. Mother Teresa said that when I see a beggar on the street with a body that is tired and worn and sometimes covered in maggots, I see the body of Christ. This is what happens when we realize what Christ's self-sacrifice means to us. We are inspired to go out and do something likewise for our dear brothers and sisters who are less better off than us and who endure the terrors and sufferings that this world can throw at us. We are inspired to say, "There go I, but for the grace of God." Pope Francis therefore says, and I quote, "Jesus does not perform a magic trick, but rather he prays, breaks the bread, and gives it to those around him. The Eucharist," he says, "is an example of doing big things with little." And I quote him, "For there we find God himself contained in a piece of bread. Being simple and essential, bread broken and shared, the Eucharist we receive allows us to see things as God does. It inspires us to give ourselves to others," he said, calling it the antidote to the mindset that says, "Sorry, that is not my problem," or "I have no time," or "I can't help you, it's none of my business anyway." End of quote. Calling the Eucharist a school of blessing, the Pope stressed that in coming to Mass, Catholics are blessed in order to go out and become channels of goodness throughout the world. So, happy Corpus Christi, everyone, and may the blessings of this sacramental food always enrich us with respect and gratitude to God, and equally bring that same respect and love to our fellow human beings. Let the Eucharist change you. Pray that it does change you. Pray fervently before and after you receive Holy Communion. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and praying that you will always venerate the Holy Eucharist. May the blessings of Corpus Christi be with you this Sunday. Amen.